感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
让我们在这样的时刻，我们能够一同聚在主的面前。
At this time, we can gather before the Lord.
啊，我们相信呢，有一天我们在荣耀中与主相见。
We trust that one day we will meet the Lord in glory.
那个祷告赞美啊，要比地上更甜美、更丰富。
Those prayers and praises will be much sweeter and much richer.
这一次主带领我们一同用四堂的时间来思想圣灵。
This time the Lord has given us four sessions to meditate on the Holy Spirit.
啊，过去三堂我们交通了圣灵的身位与职分。
In the last three sessions, we shared about the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们也啊和弟兄姊妹讲到，我们要认识圣灵，我们要得着他在我们身上的工作。
We also shared about in order to know the Holy Spirit, we need to gain the work that He's doing in us.
我们就先需要认识他工作的目的。
So we must first to come and know the purpose by which He works.
不仅在我们每一个蒙恩得救的个人身上做工。
Not only individually, He works in us.
他更是要得着教会。
Even more so, He needs to gain the church.
若是我们在一蒙恩得救，就能够有这样正确的引导和认识。
If as soon as we are born again and saved, we have this very accurate leading and knowledge.
我们可以省去很多弯曲迂回的浪费时间的道路。
It will save us to avoid a lot of crooked, narrow and wasted time.
我们能够在有生的年日多多得着神借着圣灵给我们的祝福。
So that in our lifetime we can gain much of the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上我们略略的谈了一下圣灵与我们属灵的生命。
Last night we shared about the Holy Spirit and our individual spiritual life.
我们讲到圣灵在我们身上给我们有重生的经历。
We shared about how the Holy Spirit helped us to have experience of regeneration.
啊，有浇灌的经历。
Experience of being poured out.
还有持续不断、不止息，而且越过越扩大的、充满的经历。
The constant, steady, and ever increasing experience of the infilling.
那么我们在侍奉中，圣灵也装备我们，给我们恩赐。
And in our service, the Holy Spirit equips us to give us gifts.
所以我们来到主的面前，我们实在为着我们所蒙的福、蒙的恩，感谢敬拜父神和主耶稣。
So therefore we come before the Lord, and because of the grace that we have received, we want to give thanks and worship our God the Father.
我盼望弟兄姊妹都要感谢主啊，得着圣灵一点都不难。
We thank the Lord because it is totally not hard to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣已经成全了救赎。
Because the Lord Jesus already accomplished redemption.
父神是信实的，他应许亚伯拉罕，他就在他儿子里面为我们成全这个应许。
Our God the Father is faithful because once He promised that to Abraham, He will accomplish that in His Son.
所以每一个信耶稣基督的人都可以领受，而且白白的领受圣灵。
So everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus can freely receive the Holy Spirit.
我们听见福音，愿意悔改。
As we hear the gospel and are willing to repent.
我们甘心情愿奉耶稣基督的名受浸。
And willingly we want to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
主耶稣的血的功效就洗净我们的天良的亏欠。
And the efficacy of His blood will cleanse us of all of our natural selves.
所以我们就被预备好来承受圣灵，圣灵就可以住进。
Therefore, we are prepared to receive the Holy Spirit for Him to come in and dwell.
这是我们传福音向每一个亲爱的朋友啊所有的一个劝信。
This is the exhortation we give to all of our gospel friends when they come to believe.
我们要记得哈。必须最先得洁净，膏油才涂抹。
So we need to clarify that our sins must first be cleansed before the anointing comes.
是基督为我上了十字架，所以今天我得着了祝福。
Because Christ went up to the cross so that today I can receive this blessing.
他不仅是被咒诅，而且他成为咒诅。
Not only he received the curse, he became the curse for us.
弟兄姊妹，那是何等的爱，何等的牺牲。
Such love and sacrifice this is.
那么我们得着了圣灵以后，
After we receive the Holy Spirit,
愿主的爱常常感动激励我们。
May his love constantly move and encourage us.
每个神的儿女呢，我们在生活中有意的要养成一个习惯。
So that in our daily lives, consciously we have this habit.
操练我们的心。
To exercise our hearts.
不要把我们的心放在主之外其他的事物上。
Do not place our hearts on anything else outside of the Lord.
我要稍微提一下，心和头脑是两回事哈。
I need to mention that our hearts and our mind are two different things.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们的 brain 可以要做我们该做的事情，比如说你是一个老师，你要教课，你就要用你的头脑。
So if you're a teacher, you need to teach, and so you need to use your brain to teach.
但是你的心是归给神的，归给主耶稣基督的。
But yet our heart belongs to the Lord.
所以我每天早上起来。一醒来第一个意念就跟主说，主啊，我把我的全人我的全心早上再归给你。
So in the morning when you wake up, you will say, Lord, I want to give my whole person, my heart to you.
心向着主耶稣基督敞开。
When our hearts are open toward the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣就是那位用圣灵给我们施浸。
Because the Lord Jesus Himself baptizes us in the Holy Spirit.
这是我们人生中遇见挑战、遇见难处。
In times of troubles or challenges in our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学会来祈求。
We need to learn to come to plea.
不是求主把难处挪去而已。
Not to only plea that the Lord will take away the troubles.
而是主啊，让我在难处中遇见你。
But I'd rather say in this trouble, allow me to meet you.
我们要寻找。
We want to seek.
我们知道，我们基督徒都知道，主耶稣基督是一切问题的答案。
We Christians, we all know that the Lord Jesus is the answer to everything.
我们寻找在难处中得着那个答案，得着基督。
We seek that in the midst of this trouble, we receive the Lord Jesus.
我们在
He is the answer.
在主的面前，好像叩门一样。主啊，求你让我进入你的交通。
And before the Lord is as if we are knocking and say, Lord, allow me to enter into your fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，很多弟兄姊妹寻求圣灵的浇灌，当他们有这样的心愿的时候。
A lot of brothers and sisters, as they are seeking after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and with this desire.
弟兄姊妹，我们必定经历父。所赐上好的就是圣灵。
For sure, we'll receive the very best, which is the Holy Spirit.
那我们在日常的生活里面
，and then in our daily lives.
使徒们他们有一个经历上面的话语。
The apostles have some words regarding experience.
他讲到圣灵，就说到那是赐给顺服之人的圣灵。
They say that the Holy Spirit is given to those who are willing to obey.
这个时候我们就要操练我们的心思意念和情感。
So our minds, our thoughts, our emotions need to be exercised.
我们在日常生活中思想事情啊，要去考虑圣灵的意念是什么，体贴圣灵。
As we are pondering over things in our daily lives, we want to consider what is the Holy Spirit, want to do in this manner.
We mind the Holy Spirit.
We are mindful of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们爱谁，我们就在乎谁，对不对？
Today, if you love someone, you want to be considerate and mindful of that person.
比如说一个做丈夫的爱他的妻子。
For example, the husband loves his wife.
他出门呢，总是会带一点礼物回来给他的妻子，而且是想到他妻子喜欢的，他才会买。
When he's outside of the house, he'll be considerate of what his wife likes and then buy it for her when he comes home.
这个叫做体贴。
That is to be mindful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，体贴圣灵就是这样，我主动的去想，这是神所喜悦的。
That's how we are inconsiderate of the Holy Spirit because we want to do what he likes.
我们体贴也顺服 圣灵所赐给我们里面那生命的感觉。
We consider it and we want to obey the Holy Spirit giving us the sense of life.
我们基督徒里面碰到事情或刺激的时候，常常会有两种感觉。
When we are provoked or in matters, we have two different feelings.
第一个感觉是我们的血气，是我们的老我。
One is our flesh, our old self.
第二个感觉，我们称它叫做生命的感觉。
The second feeling is what we call the sense of life.
我们是神的儿女，圣灵在我们里面做生命，那就是基督。
As children of God, the Holy Spirit in us is our life.
我们顺服那第二个生命的感觉。
And so we obey the second sense of life.
我们不消灭圣灵的感动。
We do not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
也不叫圣灵担忧。
Nor do we grieve the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现哈，这个生命的活泉在我们里面越过越有。
You'll realize that this fountain of life in us will continue to bubble.
我们这个人的度量啊，我们第二天唱那个I lift up my cup, 我这个杯啊越来越大了。
The song that we sang in this conference, I lift my cup, Lord, we realize that this cup grows larger and larger.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌，求主现在就充满我。
The hymn we just sang, fill me now.
它不一定是一个特殊的外面的浇灌，圣灵从里面满溢出来。
It may not be one necessary event of the outpouring, but it may be the Holy Spirit infilling inside.
昨天我讲了，这是一个状态。
Last night I mentioned that this is a constant state.
实际上这也是一个生活。
This is actually a lifestyle.
这就是基督徒的生活。
This is a Christian lifestyle.
是非常甘甜、滋润、喜乐。
Very sweet, nourishing, and joyful.
今天早晨我们要来到最后一堂。
This morning we're coming into the last session.
我要和弟兄姊妹们交通到圣灵与教会的实际。
We're sharing about the Holy Spirit and the reality of the church.
我们读一点的圣经。
Let's go into the scripture, please.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第三章。
Three.
第九节。
Nine.
因为我们是与神同工的。你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workmen, ye are God's husbandry, God's building.
保罗在这里他把这个亚波罗和他摆在一起。
Here Paul is placing him together with Apollos.
他们是被神呼召做神奴仆来服侍教会的。
They were called by God to be the servant to serve His church.
所以他说我们是与神同工的。
Therefore he says we are God's fellow workmen.
我们不是为神做工。
We're not doing things for God.
而是与神同工。
But we are co-working together with God.
为神做工只做他吩咐的那一小部分，神的目的他不知道。
If we're doing things for God, we're doing the portion that we think we want, but it may not be His purpose.
但是与神同工的呢？他不仅做他那一份，而且他知道整个的 picture.
But if we are co-workers or fellow workmen, we not only do our own particular portion, but we can see the whole picture.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神盼望每一个他的儿女都这样子与神同工。
God wishes that all of his children are his fellow workmen.
那么神的工作的目的对象是谁呢？
So what is the object? Or purpose of his work.
他说你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
Because you are God's husbandry, God's building.
那就是教会。
That's the church.
教会是神所耕种的田地。
With the field by which God is plowing.
我们的耕种田地都有一个盼望，有一个目的。
In plowing a field, we have a hope and a purpose.
就是要收获所种的果实。
That is, we want to reap the fruits that we bear.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天处在主耶稣要回来之前的时刻。
Right now, we are living in a time right before the return of the Lord.
主耶稣回来，第一个是要得着教会里面成熟的果子。
Once he returns, he wants to receive the firstborn fruit that is ripened and mature in the church.
我们有一点点种庄稼的经验的话，
If we have some experiences of reaping the harvest,
我们都知道 种庄稼是很辛劳的。
It's very hard to do all of the planting.
我们要翻土，要耕耘。
We need to till, we need to plow.
然后我们要撒种，要除草。
We need to sow the seeds, we need to pick away the weeds.
还要浇灌施肥。
We have to fertilize it and pour the water.
还盼望有对的天气。
I have to hope to have good weather.
那么等到它开花结实了以后。
When the blossoms then have fruit.
我们知道盼望它成熟需要有干燥而且非常多的阳光。
In order for it to ripen, we need to have the right kind of dryness and the right kind of sunlight.
如果我们用这个来看今天的时代。
Using this in view of our world today.
主耶稣快要回来收成他在地上的庄稼，那就是教会。
The Lord Jesus is to return to reap what he has planted, which is the church.
那么主为着要教会这耕种的田地果实能够丰满甘甜而且成熟。
In order for the fruits to be ripe and sweet and full.
所以主就给我们一个很特别的环境。
Therefore, he gives us a very particular environment.
这段日子我碰见有一些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹。
These days, I've met some very young brothers and sisters.
用我们的话来讲是90后的弟兄姊妹。
They were born after 1990.
他说我从出生到现在从来没有碰过这一次这么奇怪的这么不一样的一个痛苦一个限制。
They comment and say, ever since I was born, I have never met such suffering as of today.
我跟他们说你不要埋怨。
And I told them, don't complain.
你要感谢主。
You need to thank the Lord.
这些还不算是真的难处了。
These are really not that bad.
像我自己出生在1950年。
I was born in the 50s.
那么我经过了很多很多的缺乏患难痛苦危险疾病。所以这个对我们来讲不算什么。
So I've gone through a lot of lacking and pain and illnesses. So this pandemic is really not that bad.
我还跟弟兄姊妹开玩笑的，这个疫情呢，使我们的伙食变好了。
And I even kid around and said this pandemic causes us to have pretty good diet.
有一个小姊妹读完书回了中国，她一下飞机就去被检疫了，穿上全副的那个兔子装。
And so one of the sisters, as soon as she graduated, she went back to China from Singapore. So she took a picture of herself putting in that PPE.
她告诉我说，博叔叔不要为我担心。
She says, Brother Bo, Uncle Bo, don't worry for me.
她说在这里伙食不错。
The diet over here pretty good.
而且她检疫完了回到家立刻就找到工作了。
After she was quarantined, she went back and immediately found a job.
但不论怎样
，No matter what，
这确实对人类是一个好像。叫我们安静下来，受一点限制，受一点约束的时刻。
This pandemic allows the whole world to quiet down and be constrained.
这是主怜悯他的教会。
This is our Lord showing mercy to His church.
要使我们在属灵上成熟。
To enable us to be mature spiritually.
不要一直留在一个浮躁的光景。
And do not.Stay in a very shallow state.
Uneasy.
Or uneasy.
我们常常 hustle and bustle. 我们 go to and fro.
We hustle and bustle too much.
我们太浮躁了。
And we're just too uneasy.
我们在侍奉也都是我们的意愿，要这样要那样。
In our services, we have this idea and doing this or that.
所以主用一点点，用一个我们看不见的小的病毒，就叫我们成熟了。
Using a little bug that is invisible and allows us to be more mature.
因为大家安静下来。
Because now that we have quiet down.
慢慢我们不仅肉身停下来一点。
Not only physically we've quieted down.
而且我们灵里面安静下来。
And we calm down in the spirit.
我们能够听见那微小的声音。
We can hear that wee small voice.
我们能够摸到那活水的滋润。
And be in touch with the nourishment of this living water.
弟兄姊妹，这好不好啊？
Isn't that good?
这有永远的价值。
This has eternal value.
所以今天早晨我们要谈到一点教会的实行。
So this morning we want to talk about the application of the church.
我们讲到教会的实行，不是大传福音，我们把场面做大一点，人这个招来的多一点。
We're not referring to the outward situation where we have a lot more people and a lot more decorations.
是的，这些都很好。
Those are very good.
但是那都还是外面。
But but it's still an external thing.
我们的神是真实的神。
Our God is the true God.
他注重那里面生命的属灵的实际。
He cares more about the inward spiritual reality.
什么是属灵的实际呢
？What is that？
乃是基督的自己。
And that is Christ Himself.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这句话好像我们从一得救就常常听人讲。
We hear this phrase very often as soon as we're saved.
所以教会呢，不在乎外表的这个节目多丰富多吸引人。
So for the church, it's not a matter of the outward program, how abundant and how it draws people.
不在乎多庄严多肃穆。
It's not a matter of how magnificent it looks outwardly.
Solomon.
Of how Solomon
也不在乎外表的场面多大，人多少，多兴奋，多热闹。
Or how the atmosphere is, where a lot of excitement for the people.
而是在乎在这一般聚会的人的里面，基督的成分有多少。
But rather, for those people who are gathering here, how much is the measure of Christ among them?
而谁能把这基督的成分组织在我们的里面呢？
Who can constitute the measure of Christ in us?
唯有真理的圣灵能够把基督荣耀在我们里面。
Only the Spirit of Truth can glorify Christ in us.
唯有生命的圣灵能够把基督的生命组织在教会中。
Only the Spirit of Life can constitute the life of Christ in the church.
因为就着主的话语的启示。
Because according to the revelation of God's word.
教会是属灵的。
The church is spiritual.
教会是属天的。
It's heavenly.
教会也应该是荣耀的。
And it should also be glorious.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们看外貌，我们可能呢就失去了很大一部分它的实际了。
If we pay attention to the outward appearance, then we have lost a great part of that reality.
所以今天早上我们要交通到圣灵与教会的实际。
So this morning we want to share about the Holy Spirit and the reality.
我要和弟兄姊妹一同来思想以弗所书里面保罗怎样提到圣灵。
Together let's meditate in the book of Ephesians how Paul mentioned about the Holy Spirit.
在没有进入这个主题之前。
Before we enter into this topic.
我要和弟兄姊妹从以弗所书和整本新约圣经来稍微快快的复习一下什么是教会。
We'd like to review very quickly in Ephesians, in the whole Bible, what the church is.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹呢，你信主一段年日就听见有人这样讲。
I think as you believe in the Lord for a period of time, you hear people say this.
圣经有66卷书。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
在这66卷书里面，启示亮光最高的一卷是哪一卷书呢？
Which book in the whole Bible has the highest revelation?
我已经看到有弟兄姊妹在讲了，就是以弗所书。
Some people say the book of Ephesians.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这一卷书讲到神创造的目的。
Because this book talks about the purpose of God's creation.
这一卷书也讲到耶稣基督付那么大的代价救赎的目的是什么。
And it also talks about the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus made in his redemption.
这三天我们一再的向弟兄姊妹强调我们的神是全智的神，他是有目的的神。
These 3 days, we focus and emphasize over and over again that our God is an all-wise God and he is a God of purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上学习做人，受教育，我们的老师都常常从小就叫我们了，你要思想你人生的目的是什么。
As we live on earth as a man, ever since the young, our teacher tells us to think about what is your purpose as to live as a human being.
因为你的目的是什么，就决定你人生走的路是什么。
With that purpose that you will have, it determines on the road that you will walk on.
你走的路是什么，你的人生的经历遭遇，它的意义就是什么。
The path that you take will determine all of the circumstances that you will encounter.
目的是什么？也告诉我们我们人生最后的价值有多少。
With that purpose, it will show you what your value is to what your life.
以弗所书就是这样一卷书。
That's the book of Ephesians.
而神不是告诉我你我做人该有的目的。
God did not tell us what is our purpose in our life.
神把他的心掏出来，打开给我们看见，他创造万有。这个宇宙的意义是什么？原来是他在他的目的上面。
So therefore, God opened up his heart to us to tell us that from the time of his creation, what is his purpose for all of us?
那么主也打开他的心，让我们看见主耶稣牺牲他自己的性命，父神牺牲他的爱子，救赎的目的是什么？
And the Lord Jesus also opened up his heart to tell us that the reason that he gave his sacrifice and that God has given him to us for what purpose?
教会是神创造万有的目的。
The church is the purpose of God's creation.
教会是基督救赎的目的。
The church is the purpose of Christ's redemption.
所以在以弗所书第三章十一节里面讲到，教会乃是神在基督里面在万世以来他所定的那个旨意，神永远的旨意。
So Ephesians 3:11 tells us according to the purpose of the ages which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，希望这不会 overwhelm 我们。
Hopefully these verbiage will not overwhelm you.
但是 我相信随着年日，圣灵在我们里面越过越充满，你会越过越appreciate， 会欣赏，会认识这一句话它里面的意义多宝贵。
Hopefully through the passing of time and the increase of your growth, more and more you can appreciate the importance of this verse.
若是我们找到了神这个目的，我们也把它当作我自己的目的。
If you place God's purpose as your own purpose,
当作我们聚会侍奉的目的。
Your service and your gathering's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，那是何等何等样的蒙福。
That will be tremendously blessed.
第二个
Secondly,
教会呢是永远的，是在基督里蒙拣选的。
The church is eternal and is selected or chosen in Christ.
这是在以弗所书第一章第三节，保罗就讲到，神在创立世界以前，就在基督里面拣选了我们。
We see this in Ephesians 1:3 because before the foundation of the world, the Lord already has chosen us.
我们不要想教会啊就是地上的一个一个奉主的名的聚会。
Do not just think that the church is all of these local assemblies separated all scattered everywhere.
甚至有的人认为呢，教会就是我们聚会的那个房子。
Some people even think that the church is the building by which we gather.
这都是时间中会过去的。
All of these will pass in time.
但是保罗给我们看见，教会是在永远里面，就在神的心里面。
But yet.Paul allows us to see that in eternity, before time, the idea of the church is already in God.
你看见这个，我们才发现你我在神心中的价值是多宝贵的。
If you truly see this, then you realize that the value that we have and we are is so precious in God's eyes.
那些明白神的旨意和目的的人。
Those people who know and understand God's will,
又把神的旨意和目的当作自己在地上生活的目标的人，
and placing the purpose of God as their own goal and aspiration in their own life.
在旧约圣经里面，神说到这些人呢，好像神眼中的瞳人一样。
And so in the Old Testament, the Bible describes that these are the apples of God's eyes.
神保护这些人。好像人保护他自己眼中的瞳人一样。
And God treasure these people just like we ourselves treasure this.
那么我们再看呢，
And we go on.
在以弗所书第一章里面讲到教会呢是神的产业。
And we also see in Ephesians 1 that the church is the inheritance of God.
而且这个产业呢，当它出现的时候是极其的荣耀的。
When the inheritance appears, it's tremendously glorious.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们看看自己，觉得一点都不荣耀。
Sometimes we look at ourselves and we do not feel glorious at all.
我们在一起聚会配搭久了，彼此都了解对方的个性和这个为人呢、啊，我觉得没有一个人有什么有荣耀的。
As we co-work together after a period of time, we look at each other, we feel that none of us is glorious at all.
我们身上都充满了瑕疵，充满了自己个人的软弱。
Full of shortcomings and all of our own personal weaknesses.
但是主要把你我做成荣耀的产业。
But yet the Lord is to allow us to become this glorious inheritance.
啊，我知道有一些弟兄姊妹，他们的父母亲一生打拼呢。
We know some of the brothers and sisters, their parents have worked all their lives.
啊，所以呢，他们到了年老就把产业给了他的儿女。
And so when the parents are old, then they write off the inheritance to the children.
我在聚会生活中，本来有一些年轻弟兄姊妹都是很谦卑的。
In the brothers and sisters among us, some of the brothers and sisters are very humble.
结果有一段日子，他走路好像走在云里雾里啊，他眼睛都不太看人了。
And after a while, the way they walk like their eyes are on top of their head.
我才知道他爸爸过世了，把他的所有产业都过户到他的名下了。
Then I realized, oh, his parents passed on, and so all of the inheritance have now been inherited to this person.
弟兄姊妹,
he's very rich.
神得着我们会不会像那样的?
Is that how we are when God gained us?
如果像我们肉身的样子, 神没什么荣耀。
If it's like a physical self, then there's no glory in it. We cannot enjoy it.
但是神要把我们做成的。
But God is going to do this.
这是何等的恩典。
This is such grace.
何等的奇妙。
So amazing.
然后第一章结束的时候讲到教会是基督的身体。
At the conclusion of the first chapter, it says that the church is the body of Christ.
我想这个我不要再多说了。
I don't need to elaborate this more.
然后第二章开始他讲到教会在整个旧造的人类中他是一个新人。
He tells us that the church in the old creation now has totally become a new man.
这告诉我们说教会有一个全然和今天地上不信主的人类不同的生命。
It tells us that in the world today, the church is a completely different life.
弟兄姊妹，你我里面有一个圣洁的生命，你知道吗？
Do you know that in us we have a very holy life?
有一个荣耀的生命，
a very glorious life.
能够彰显出创造者的美德的生命。
That can manifest out the beautiful virtue of the attributes of God.
而且这个新人有一个福分，可以进到父神的面前。
And this new man has a privilege to enter before the Lord.
今天所有堕落的人类没有办法回到父神的跟前。
All of the fallen race cannot return back to. The whole world can only live under the righteousness of God, but they cannot claim God as their father.
神是公义慈爱的，所以供应全世界。
Our God is righteous and loving. He can supply to the whole world.
但是罪没有被除去的人不能享受神做父亲的慈爱。
But for those whose sin has not been forgiven, they cannot appreciate the loving kindness of God the Father.
今天教会
Today the church.
随时可以来到父神的跟前。
Anytime we can come before the Father.
所以每次擘饼，我们实在享受父的慈爱。
So when we come before the table meeting, we can truly appreciate the love of the Father.
然后我们看见，教会是神的家庭。
And then we can see that the church is the family of God.
是神居住的房子。
The very dwelling place where God lives.
这个神的家 ,house of God,
this house of God,
有两面的意义，一面是指着我们这些人呢跟父之间的爱的关系，那叫做家庭。
Has two aspects. One is that our relationship between us and God, which is a relationship of father and son.
另外一面呢，我们这些人呢被建造起来呢，让圣灵住在我们中间，那是神的居所。
On the other hand, as we are gathered together, we are placed together as the dwelling place of God.
然后第三章呢，给我们看见了。
Chapter 3,
教会是基督的奥秘。
The church is the mystery of Christ.
我们第一天就讲到奥秘这件事情。
We talked about mystery in the first session.
有人很盼望认识基督。
Some people really wish to know Christ.
有人讲呢，如果你想认识基督，我们就必须要来谈谈什么是神心中的教会。
Some people say, no, if you want to talk about Christ, we have to talk about what is the church in the heart of God.
因为你不认识教会，你根本不认识基督的奥秘。
Because if you don't understand the church, you will not understand about the mystery of
Christ. 所以今天我们不要轻看关于教会的真理。
So we should not despise the truth regarding the church.
教会乃是基督的奥秘。
Because the church is the mystery of
God. 而神今天把我们摆在他的教会中，就是让我们更多认识基督的奥秘。
And God is placing us in the church so that we can understand more about this mystery.
你认识了教会，你就认识了基督，它里面的奥秘。
If you understand the church, you will understand this mystery within Christ.
然后我们讲到呢，教会是基督的妻，是基督的心腹。
Then we talk about the church is the bride of Christ.
昨天我们已经提到这个点。
We mentioned this yesterday.
然后再讲到了以弗所书第六章呢，讲到教会是今天在地上神的战士，属灵的战士。
And then Ephesians 6 tells us that the church is a spiritual warrior in God.
用来抵挡仇敌和他的作为。
To oppose Satan and his work.
啊，弟兄姊妹，最后加一个点呢，
and finally,
在启示录21章讲到教会是神的圣城。
In Revelation 21, it says the church is the new city of God.
那是讲到将来在新天新地的里面的管制的中心。
Telling us the center.Of the government in the new heaven and new earth.
神怎么管制新天新地呢？
How God governs this new heaven and new earth?
是透过教会来管制的。
Through the church.
那就是神永远的国度。
And that is God's eternal kingdom.
我想我简单的这样和大家复习一下。
So very simply, I want to review this to
everyone. 那么我们要一节一节圣经来思想教会圣灵与教会的实际是什么。
Now let's go verse by verse.
我们来看以弗所书
Ephesians
我们先读第一章第十三节
Chapter 1 First
好，或者我先把这些经文给大家一下
Let me first give you all the verses
以弗所书呢保罗讲到圣灵呢一共有十二个出处
There are 13 occurrences of theTerm of Holy
twelve
in the book of Ephesians.
对不起啊，这个翻译实在是很累。啊，我们慢慢的讲哈。第一处是在第一章十三节。
Ephesians 1:13.
讲到圣灵在我们身上做印记。
Saying that the Spirit is our seal.
第二处在十一章十四节。
Chapter 1:14.
讲到圣灵在我们里面做定旨。
He is our earnest.
啊，第三处呢，在二章。十八节
，Chapter 2 verse 18。
我们看见圣灵呢，我们同被一位圣灵所感了，一起来到父神的跟前。
That we both have access by one spirit to the Father。
第四处是二章二十二节
，2:22。
我们同被建造，成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。
We are built together for habitation of God in the Spirit。
然后是。三章五节
Chapter 3 verse 5
保罗讲到他深知基督的奥秘是借着圣灵所赐给他的启示
And he knows about the mystery through the revelation of the Holy Spirit
第六处是三章十六节
3:16
保罗为着教会的实行在父神面前屈膝祷告
Here Paul is kneeling and praying for the church
求父神呢，按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们里面心里面的人刚强起来。
According to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the power by his spirit in the inner man.
那么第七处是四章第三节。
Then Ephesians 4 verse 3.
叫我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the unity bond of
peace. 第八处是四章四节。
And then verse 4 in the same chapter.
他讲到这个一里面的七个根基有一个说圣灵只有一位。
And talks about of that the Holy Spirit is one.
第九处四章三十节。
4:30.
在我们的教会生活的里面我们在地上的肉身的生活中。
As we live in a physical flesh in the church.
他说呢不要叫圣神的圣灵担忧。
We are not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
第十处是五章十八节。
Ephesians 5:18.
昨天我们晚上也用到这一节。
We
我们要被圣灵充满。
We used this verse last night and now we are to be filled with the Spirit.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
教会要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
That the church is to put on the full armor of God.
其中有一样神给我们的装备，就是圣灵的宝剑，那是神的道。
And one of the equipped item that God has given to us is the sword of the Spirit.
最后一处，第十二处。
Number 12.
在六章十八节。
In chapter 6, verse 18.
保罗劝我们要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
That in all prayer supplication in the Spirit.
好，我想这样子哈，我等一下就一节一节的和弟兄姊妹讲到这跟教会的实行有什么关系。
So we will talk about these items one by one in terms of how this is related to our application.
我读一下第十三节，第一章十三节。
So let's go back to Ephesians 1:13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In whom you also have trusted, having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
保罗在这里很清楚告诉我们，我们是怎么样蒙恩得救的。
Very clearly, Paul tells us of how we were saved.
他说，一个人能够得圣灵、得生命，是因为听见真理的话语。
A person has been saved and received life is because he has heard the words of the truth.
今天我们传福音不仅要有爱心。
Today, as we share the gospel, not only we need to have life.
我们需要主给我们的装备就是真理的话语。
We need to be equipped with words of the truth.
那么真理的话语引我们到哪里呢？
Where are these words of truth leading us to?
到主耶稣基督的跟前。
Before the Lord Jesus.
使我们因着真理的话语，我们的相信呢，就成为神赐给我们的一个信心。
So through the words of truth and what we have believed, then that becomes the faith that we have.
我不喜欢用公式，但是我给大家一个这样说明，好吗？
I don't like to use formula, but I need to borrow this to clarify.
什么叫做神所赐的信心呢？
What is the faith that God has given to us?
就是一面有神的话语。
On one hand, we have God's
word. 是为耶稣基督做见证的话语。
To testify of Christ.
那么我们人里面听了，打开心，打开我们的意念，说我相信。
When we hear, we open up our heart and mind and say, I believe.
弟兄姊妹们，这两个一调和在一起，我们的信心就建立在神的话语上面，那叫做信心。
Putting these together, then our faith is established on His word. That faith.
当我们这样相信的时候，
As we believe in this way,
弟兄姊妹们，保罗说我们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Paul says, because of that, we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
我们什么都不需要做。
Nothing we need to do.
唯一要做的就是打开心门，愿意回转心意。
The only thing we need to do is to open up the heart and then just turn around with our mind.
那么圣灵进到我们里面，第一个他的作为就是盖印在我们的身上。
And the first work of the Holy Spirit in us is to put His seal on our heart.
在美国哈，一般人只要签名就好了。
In the States, most of us just sign a signature.
但是你的签名要保证是你这个人的，你要去 notary public。
But we need to have our signature be notarized in front of the notary public.
那 notary public 他不能只签名而已。
And a notary cannot just sign his or her name.
他有一个钢印的。
This person has a seal.
那个钢印呢，代表着一个权柄。
This notary seal represents an authority.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们生活的环境呢，像我们中国人在各地都还是要带着自己的印章去的。
In some of the environments in China, you have to bring your own personal seal.
那个印章呢？才有法律的效用。
And that will be, it's lawful and legal.
那么圣灵在我们身上做印记，告诉我们说我们是属主的人。
The Holy Spirit is a seal for us because it tells us that we belong to Him.
他从那一天开始，他在我们身上，他负我们的责任。
From that day on, he is totally responsibility over us.
他在我们身上该有主权。
He should have the sovereignty over us.
这有两面的哈。
It's twofold.
我们基督徒常常只要第一面。
most questions only want the first one.
我信主了，我做了儿女，他要负我的责任了。
Now that I'm a believer, I'm his children. Now he's responsible for me.
但是呢，我还是过我的生活，我对他不负责任。
But still, I like to live my own life. I'm not going to be responsible to him.
这个印记在我们身上呢，第一个是把我们分别出来了。
But it's still in us. First of all, we are separated unto him.
那么别人看见你身上有这个印记，他就知道你是信耶稣的。
Other people see that in your life there's a seal, they know that you believe in Jesus.
而且我们主耶稣负我们的责任。
And Jesus is responsible for
us. 那么我们的生活行为就应该表现基督，表现神的慈爱。
And our everyday living should show forth his love and him.
我们不再属自己。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
这件事情弟兄姊妹千万不要轻看它。
Really should not despise this.
在我们身上可能我也不知道这印记显在哪里。
Maybe for us, I'm not sure where this seal is showing.
但是黑暗的权势撒旦非常清楚。
But the dominion of darkness, Satan, he is very clear.
我要讲一点很小的事情。
Let me share a very minor thing.
我初中的时候我就受浸了。
I was baptized when I was in middle school.
但是我并不是很爱主，也不是很认真。
But I was not a sincere child of God.
但是我真正得救了。
But I was really born again.
我受浸了。
I was baptized.
照着真理，我信了耶稣。
According to the truth, I believed in Jesus.
我们读初中了，在台湾念书的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
相当迷信的一个环境。
It's a very superstitious environment.
有些同学呢，他们拜偶像，他们喜欢算命。
Some of my classmates, they worship idols and they like to go to fortune tellers.
有人也会这个交鬼。
And some people also like to do exorcism.
那个交鬼是什么呢？
What is that?
不是很可怕的啊。
It's not a fearful thing.
每一堂课下课休息20分钟或10分钟。
At the end of each class, when the recess time is
about 10 minutes, 你们谁有什么问题可以来请神呢？
And one of the questions will say, if any one of you have problems, you can come and ask a question to these gods.
他会回答你。
He will answer to you.
我们那个时候叫那个叫做碟仙，是一个小鬼。
And it's the demon in the Ouija board.
在美国也有叫 Ouija board.
In America, we call them the Ouija board.
全世界的人都在那黑暗的权势底下。
All of the people in the world are under this dominion.
拿了一块一张写满了字的一张纸。铺在桌上。
There's a piece of paper full of writings, and he placed this paper on the table.
把一个碟子倒过来摆。
Turn over a little plate.
然后那个要问问题的人把手指头轻轻按在那个碟子，扶在那个碟子上面。
The person with a question will put his finger on the bottom of the plate, which is turned upside down.
然后你就可以问问题了。
He will ask his question.
然后他就请那个神来，那个邪灵就来了。
And he will ask his demon to come.
那个邪灵呢，就把你的手弄来弄去，就一个字一个字。拼起来就是他的答案。
And so the plate will move from one letter to the other to put together these words to give you your answer.
这个好灵哦。
It really works.
所以每次下课呢，同学这里一堆那里一堆在搞这个东西。
So every time around recess time, a lot of classmates get together around the Ouija board.
我那时候一点都不知道。
I didn't know.
我走过去那里，经过他们那里，我当然不会去玩，因为我受过教导，不能跟教鬼的。算命的看手相的都不要去碰了。
Of course, I've been taught not to have any dealings with these demons, and so I went past that table.
我只走过那里。
As soon as I went past
the table, 那个碟子不动了。
That place stopped.
那个主办的人就说，这里一定有一个信耶稣的人。
And the person who's hosting this game said, there must be a Christian among us.
所以大家就看。
And people started to look around.
我后来因着这件事，我才知道我里面有印记。
Later on, I realized what happened. I realized there's a seal in my heart.
我们亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹
，Dear young people,
你信了主以后，你要感谢主，你不再属黑暗的权势。
Once you believe in the Lord, you need to thank Him because you no longer belong to this realm.
我们已经在神爱子的国度里面。
We're already in the kingdom of the Son.
为什么呢？因为圣灵在我里面盖了章了。
Because the Holy Spirit has already put His seal in our heart.
无论你我属灵的光景好坏。
No matter what our spiritual condition is, good or bad.
但是那个章告诉我们，我们是属主的。
But that still tells us that we belong to Him.
我们好的时候，我们就分别自己，向人见证我是属主的。
When you're in a good condition, you can separate yourself out and tell people that you belong to the Lord.
唯有这样属主的人聚在一起，那才叫做教会。
Only when those who belong to the Lord together and gather and meet, that is the church.
告诉我们说，主是教会的主人。
Telling us that the Lord is the Lord and Master of this church.
他不仅借着圣灵盖在我们每一个人的里面有印记。
Not only there's a seal by the Holy Spirit in each one of us.
而且属主的人聚在一起，仇敌就害怕。他们说这些人是属永生神的。
And so when these people who belong to the Lord are gathered together, it causes fear to Satan because he knows that this group belongs to our eternal God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是属这个派那个派。
We do not belong to this denomination or that denomination.
你知道今天基督徒也有很多意见上的分别。
Christians have a lot of differences of opinion.
所以好多爱主基督徒说，我不能选边站啊，我不能这个派那个派啊，那怎么办呢？
Some Christians say, I don't know which side to stand on. What should I do?
感谢主，你不需要选了。
You don't need to choose.
因为圣灵盖上印记，我们是属神的。
Because the Holy Spirit has already sealed his seal that we belong to God.
我们是属基督的。
We belong to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个主权保证我们将来进新耶路撒冷。
And that guarantees us to enter into the New Jerusalem.
因为不是你我的努力。
Because it's not your effort or mine.
是神儿子付出的生命的代价救赎了我。
It's the sacrifice that the Son of God paid with his life to guarantee us.
第二处。
Secondly.
14节。
Verse 14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory. The Holy Spirit in us
是一个定金
It's an earnest
因为主耶稣为我们成全的是一个新约
Because the Lord Jesus accomplished for us a new testament
是一个约
A new contract
啊，弟兄姊妹们就好像我们买房子
Just like when we buy a house
我们看了一个中意的房子
We see a house that we like
那怎么样能够成立一个契约关系呢
How can we have this become a contract?
我交了那个定金
I pay my earnest money
那个卖主呢接受了
And the seller accepted
那签了约了
He signed his agreement
那个定金呢叫做 earnest 叫定值
And so that money that we pay is the earnest money
等到有一天 close 了
At the time of closing
就是这个约成立了以后我银行贷款贷到了
And I got my loan accepted, and this is an accepted agreement.
我就能够拿着钥匙
I can have the key.
去开那个房子
To open the door to the house.
弟兄姊妹，教会就是神所赎回来的产业。
The church is the inheritance that has been redeemed.
全人类因着撒旦欺骗了亚当。
The whole world, due to the deception of Adam by Satan.
或者更准确的讲
Or more accurately speaking.
撒旦是欺骗了夏娃。
Because Satan deceived Eve.
那么亚当呢有意的背叛神，因为他爱夏娃。
And Adam conscientiously listened to Eve because he loved her.
本来人被造呢是要做神的产业的，结果失落了。
Supposedly when man was created, we are to be his inheritance, but then we fell.
那么现在因着耶稣基督的救赎。
Now because of the redemption of Christ,
圣灵就在我们这些信的人身上付下了定金。
The Holy Spirit has paid the earnest money for those of us who believe.
直到有一天呢，整个蒙救赎的教会都达到了成熟，那就是神的产业。
Until one day, the whole of the church has reached its fullest maturity, then we become the inheritance of God.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在你我的里面。
The Holy Spirit in you and I,
他会增加的。
He can increase.
什么时候我们被赎呢
？When will we be redeemed?
就是我们这个器皿里面满了圣灵。
When we are full of the Holy Spirit,
满了油
，full of oil.
弟兄姊妹们，在美国买房子现在很少了。我来的时候，差不多40年前。
This is kind of rare now, but about 40 years ago when I first came,
那个时候美国人没有把房产当作投资的意念，他们就是居住而已。
People did not use the house that they live in as an investment idea.
以前在美国房子很便宜的。
Before the house
was very
inexpensive.
非常友善的。
And people are very nice to each other.
没有什么像现在这些的情况。
It's not what it is like today.
那个时候有一种买卖的房子方法叫做 rent to own.
There's a way in the past where we rent to own.
我没有办法到银行去贷款。
I cannot finance at the bank.
但是我有一点呢，比租金多一点的现金。
I have a little bit more money more than my rent.
那个卖主他愿意让我跟他租他的房子。
And so the buyer was willing to help me rent his house.
但是我一直租下去，最后这房子就是我的了。
But then I can rent to buy until finally this house is mine.
因为我每个月付给他的房租里面的某一部分就是这个我买这个房子的钱。
Because part of the rent that I pay the landlord, portion of it is the money that I buy the house for.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们里面做定值，就是 rent to own。
The Holy Spirit is the earnest in us. This is the idea of rent to own.
你我如果是一个聪明的童女
，If you and I are the wise virgin，
我们在日常生活里面顺服、体贴圣灵、顺服圣灵。
In our daily living, we learn to be considerate and listen to the Holy Spirit.
哎，这个我们付下的定金呢，就越来越增长，到最后就把这房子买回来了。
Then it's earnest money gradually increase, and finally we can buy the house.
那就是基督徒在地上。我们所用的年日要快快的成熟啊。
That's why for Christians, we need to use our days on earth to speedily become more mature.
不要浪费光阴啊。
Do not waste time.
不要去爱世界啊。
Do not love the world.
不要爱自己啊。
Know yourself.
不要想自己啊。
Or think of yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有一天就做产业的主人。
So one day you'll become the owner of this inheritance.
但愿我们都做聪明的童女。
May we be the wise and true virgins.
神盼望教会全体到主耶稣回来的日子都被赎。
Our God is wishing that the whole church entirely, when the Lord returns, we can be redeemed.
但是主的话告诉我们说，事实上不会的。
But God's word tells us actuality, it may not.
只有那些成熟的人就被赎了。
Only those who are most mature, they'll be redeemed.
他们就进入千年的国度的里面，与主一同享受。
They will enter into the millennium together to enjoy the Lord.
一同掌权
and reign.
好，我们感谢主，这个被赎啊，是神救赎的目的。
So therefore, the earnest of our inheritance in this redemption is the purpose.
所以第十三节是开始。
Verse 13 is the beginning.
第十四节是结束。
And verse 14 is the end.
这中间也包含了它所有的过程。
And the whole process is included between these two verses.
然后第二处在二章十八节。
Then chapter 2 verse 18.
在这里说，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him we have both access by one spirit to the Father.
这是新人生活的起点。
This is the beginning life of the new man.
刚才我们已经讲到主耶稣借着他的十字架拆毁了人与人之间的冤仇隔断的墙。
And we already know that the Lord Jesus Christ has already taken away the boundaries between men.
十字架他的那冠冕就是圣灵的降临。
The crown of the cross is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵来使得每一个信耶稣基督的人
The Holy Spirit comes so that all those who believe in Jesus
不仅彼此之间的间隔被除掉了
Not only the gap between them is taken away
彼此之间的仇恨敌对除掉了
the anger and the opposition is taken away
The enmity
Or the enmity
弟兄姊妹在这里我们看见更宝贵的圣灵就在所有信主的人的里面把我们带到父神的跟前
More importantly, he is bringing all of us together as one before the Father.
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
就是当我们奉主的名聚会的时候
That is when we gather in his name.
圣灵在我们里面就把父神的慈爱显明出来
The Holy Spirit in us shows us the love of God the Father.
内住的圣灵是基督十字架工作的结果
The abiding Holy Spirit in us is the fruit of His cross.
带着基督一切丰盛的供应到我们的中间来。
Bring in the abundant supply of the Lord to us.
这是教会生活的起点。我们是活在父神的跟前。
This is the beginning. beginning part of the church life because we live before the Father.
然后二章二十二节。
2:22.
我应该从十九节读到二十二节。
Actually, I should start from reading verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
So then ye are no longer strangers and foreigners, but ye are fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom all the building fitted together increases to a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，今天真正的教会是圣灵可以居住的地方，那个才叫教会。
Today, a true church is a place where the Holy Spirit can live there.
真正的聚会是有主同在的地方，那才是聚会。
And a place where there's God's presence.
那必须要你我经过建造的过程。
So therefore, it must go through the process of you and I being built up.
换句话说，圣灵要把基督的生命组织在我们里。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is to constitute together in us the life of Christ.
在我们还没有得着基督的生命之前，
Before we receive the life of the Lord,
圣灵的工作乃是借着十字架在我们身上拆毁我们的旧人，拆毁我们的老我。
So the work of the cross of beforehand is to take apart the old man in us.
有多少的拆毁才有多少的得着。
The measure of taking apart equals to the measure that you have that you will gain.
有多少的倒空。
The measure that you have emptied out.
才有多少的充满。
Determines the measure that you can be filled up.
有多少的愿意转向基督。
The measure amount that you're willing to turn to Christ.
才有多少圣灵在我们里面的变化。
Equates to the amount of change and transformation the Holy Spirit will do.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是讲几篇道就可以成全的。
It will not happen with a few messages.
当然需要有好的话语的教导。
Of course, we need to have good teachings.
有主话语的供应。
And His supply.
但是我们实在需要好好的祷告。
But we really need to pray well.
圣灵能够把他的同在显在我们的中间。
So that the Holy Spirit can reveal Himself among us.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
Which in other generations has not been made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets in the power of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当教会生命慢慢成长，我们真爱慕主的同在，真羡慕我们能够成为圣灵的居所的时候。
As the church life gradually grows, and then we desire after the Holy Spirit, and that He can really dwell among us.
主就开始在许多弟兄姊妹里面做启示的工作。
The Lord will start to work His work of revelation among many saints.
教会不是一个道理哈。
Because the church is not just a message.
不是一个理想哈。
Or an ideal.
教会必须是从启示你才看得见的。
But that you must first start with revelation, then you can see.
你我才真正的知道这个是一个奥秘。
Then you and I can find out that this is truly a mystery.
就在我的眼前，我就身在其中，我也不知道它是个奥秘。
If it's right in front of me and I'm born in it, I may not see it.
最近我们有一位弟兄。
Recently, I have a brother.
我前几天去看他。
I went to see him several days ago.
哎呀，他看到我高兴的不得了，因为在家太久没人交通了。
Because he was very happy to see me, he hasn't shared with anybody at home.
他跟我讲，伯弟兄，我最近有一个非常喜乐的经历。
His brother Paul recently had a very joyful experience.
我简单的讲，他说我看见神的家了。
He said, I saw we're in God's house.
以前我只觉得聚会的是一个很友善的地方，气氛非常好。
He said before, I find that this place is a very happy place. The very atmosphere is wonderful.
他说现在呢，那一天我在家祷告啊，我和弟兄姊妹上线，我一看见弟兄姊妹，那个亲人的感觉在我里面，比回我自己肉身的家还要 真实。
And that day when he went online and he saw the faces of brothers and sisters, all of a sudden his eyes were open to realize that he is in this household of God. And everyone there is even closer to him than his own blood relative.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神喜欢我们认识他的心意。
God delights in us knowing his will.
而且喜欢我们进入他旨意的实际的里面。
And he even more wants us to enter into the reality of that.
这跟我们读圣经有关系、啊。
It's related to us reading the Bible. 我们
平时积蓄啊，把主的话存在心里面。
We accumulate every day, we storing it up.
我们把自己的心摆在主耶稣的跟前。
We place our heart before Jesus.
不知道什么时候，主就把这个启示照亮在我们里面。
Unbeknownst to us, he will give us this revelation.
教会是开眼睛的教会。
The church is the place where we have our eyes open.
神的儿女们 是里面明亮的儿女。
God's children should be bright inside.
今天所有的争执，人与人之间，我讲的是弟兄姊妹之间的难处，都是因为眼睛没有开啊。
So many striving and arguments among each other is because our eyes have not been opened.
弟兄姊妹们，那眼睛得开的就没有什么争执。
If your eyes are really open, there's no argument.
这不是靠着外面的感情联络就可以。
It's not because you have a good relationship with each other.
是借着圣灵的启示。
But through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的启示根据神的话语。
And it's based on God's word.
而他启示什么呢？
What is he revealing?
启示基督。
Reveal of Christ.
启示基督的奥秘。
The mystery of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们读圣经啊，在教会生活里面，我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
So when we read the Bible in church life, may God open up our eyes.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
In order that he may give you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power by his spirit in the inner man.
这心里面的力量啊，原来是说你们里面人的力量刚强起来。
Original translation is you are strengthened in the inner man.
这个里面的人是什么呢？
What is this inner man?
我们知道圣经很清楚的启示给我们，神造人的时候呢，人有三个主要的部分。
We know that when God created us, we have three different parts in this creation.
最外面的，我们的全人是用血肉做的，那是属物质的。
The most outward part is our blood and flesh. It's of the physical self.
是属生理的
，It's the physical one，
是 physiological 所以它符合生理的律和物理的律。
It's according to the law of physiological nature。
然后中间呢，我们的人格的部分，那是我们的魂。
And inside the middle part is our soul。
这个魂和我们的身体合起来叫做外面的人。
The soul plus the body is an outward man。
我们的灵呢，是照着神儿子的形象造的。
Our spirit was created according to the image of God.
那圣经称到了里面的人。
And the Bible calls it the inner man.
没有得救的人，里面的人是被外面的人俘虏、捆绑，而且这个限制的。
Before we're saved, our inner man has been enslaved by the outward man.
所以看起来就是一个人。
So we see it as one man.
就是一个属肉体的人。
A fleshly man.
属土的人。
A very selfish man.
但是一个有圣灵的人。
But yet a man with a Holy Spirit.
圣灵和我们的灵在里面，那是我们更新的里面的人。
Because the Holy Spirit and our inner man is renewed, then we are a new man.
但是我们灵里面有的时候也会昏暗。
Sometimes our inner man may be darkened.
有的时候也会忧愁。
We may feel sad.
那么圣灵来了，就叫这里面的人得着力量。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, he will strengthen this inner man.
我相信弟兄姊妹。你一定有这个经历。
I'm sure you all have this experience.
刚才波饼就听见许多弟兄姊妹祷告，我非常感恩的。
At the table meeting, I heard many brothers and sisters praying. I'm so thankful.
我相信祷告的人，你就发现，我只要肯开口祷告，我里面的人好像就得释放了。
For those who prayed out loud, you will realize that as soon as you're willing to open to pray, you feel free.
而且祷告到一个地步，连我外面的人受感动了，有的人就流泪了。
I pray to the point that I'm so moved that we have tears.
弟兄姊妹，那个里面的人刚强，就叫神的旨意，基督在我们里面做主掌权了。
When the inner man is strengthened, then the Lord in us can have the sovereignty.
这是我们在实行教会的真理的时候，第一件事神所要做的。
This is the first thing the Lord is going to do as we practice the application. edification.
所以从里面我们的灵得着刚强，那教会一切的表现就是这个灵借着肉身显出属灵的事情。
So when our inner man is strengthened, then what we can show is spiritual things.
所以我们才讲到教会是属灵的。
Therefore we say the church is spiritual.
教会不是属才华的，属才干的，不是的。
And the church is not a place where you show off your gifts and talents.
弟兄姊妹，教会乃是属灵的，因为从里面的人被圣灵刚强了。
But rather the church is the spiritual one because the inner man is strong.
好，我们快快地讲第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
这个本来没有心的，就是圣灵所赐给我们的一，这个 unity.
Here the English says,The Holy Spirit has given us this unity.
弟兄姊妹，我们外面看起来，我们人与人有很大的差别。
Outwardly speaking, we have many differences.
我们有从不同地方出生的差别。
The differences from the different places where we are born.
同一个地方出来，有从不同家庭、不同肉身父母差别。
Same place, but different parents.
我们有文化的差别。
Different culture.
有语言的差别。
Different language.
有教育程度的差别。
And education.
各式各样的差别。
All kinds of differences.
这个地是叫人分开的。
The earth separates us.
但是在基督的里面。
But in Christ.
圣灵把基督的生命赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit gives us the life of Christ.
这成为我们的一。
That becomes our unity.
你里面的基督。
The Christ in you,
和他里面的基督
the Christ in him,
和我里面的基督
the Christ in me,
是完全一样的
all the same.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做圣灵所赐的义
This is the unity of the Spirit.
我们要看见这里面的基督，你就看见那个义了。
If you see the Christ in us, we can see this unity.
而这个义是你我做不出来的。
This is not something that we can mechanically make.
我看见今天很多热心的基督徒要统一，要合一，要组合，要联合。
Many jealous Christians want to unify into many things.
弟兄姊妹，那是不认识神。
That is ignorant of God.
圣灵在基督的生命中使我们成为一了。
The Holy Spirit in the life of Christ gives us unity.
但是这个一很容易被破坏。
And unity is easily broken.
所以我们需要竭力的保守。
Therefore, we need to keep it diligent.
那个保守就是四章第一节到第三节讲到七方面。基督的性格。
So this keeping talks about the seven particular characters of Christ in verses 1-3.
这个性格呢，是一的性格。
This character of Christ is the character of oneness.
这是圣灵在我们里面已经赐给我们，并且要使我们达到成熟的一个工作。
This is something that has already been given, but we need to reach it and attain it to maturity.
在以弗所书第四章讲到这个一啊。不仅开头的时候圣灵给我们这个一
Ephesians 4 tells us that not only in the beginning we have been given this one
到了第四章十二节十三节讲到两个点
When we come to verse 12 and 13 we see two different points
他说呢只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith
另外一个在认识神儿子的经历上同归于一
And also of the knowledge of the Son of God
所以有人告诉我们说这个一啊它有两端的我这个笔这样好像有两端的
Just like this, there are two ends to this pen I have
圣灵所赐的这个一是开端就好像这个笔套上去
The unity of the Spirit is the beginning
那么我们达到真道上同归于一在认识神儿子的经历生命上同归于一那个是达到的目的
And the end point is arriving to the knowledge of the Son of God into the unity of faith That is the end
弟兄姊妹这都是圣灵的工作和圣灵所赐的
These are the work of the Holy Spirit and what he has given
这是教会今天在地上一个重要并且美丽的一件事情。
This is a very beautiful and important work in the church.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
他说身体只有一个圣灵只有一个。
There's one body and one spirit.
在这里讲到身体只有一个圣灵也只有一个。
One body and one spirit.
很有意思。
Interesting.
身体里面有许多的肢体。
There are many members in the body.
它却是一个身体。
It's only one.
不会说左手要往这边走，右手说我不去。
Your left hand cannot say I want to go here, and the right hand says I don't want to go.
如果他不去的话，右手怎么就切掉了，是不是
？And if the right hand doesn't want to go, you cut it off.
不是这样，那怎么样能够成为一个身体，大家一致呢
？How can we be one?
圣灵只有一位。
There's only one spirit.
这讲到在教会的交通和教会的侍奉啊，我们的决定上面。
Tell us in our fellowship, in our service, in our decision making in the church.
是圣灵在众人里面掌权说话。
It's when the Holy Spirit is in control and the Holy Spirit speaks.
当圣灵说话的时候，就确立基督在我们众人中间是我们的主。
When the Holy Spirit is speaking among us, this is the determining factor that He is Lord among us.
我们讲在使徒行传第十三章里面。
In Acts 13.
在安提阿的教会有五位弟兄一起服侍。
In the church of Antioch, there were five brothers serving.
可以说这五位弟兄就是教会的负责弟兄。
We can say these were the five responsible brothers.
他们一起进食侍奉。
They both served and fasted.
什么叫做进食呢？
What does it mean by fasting?
就是个人放下自己的权利。
Each person put down their own rights.
不仅是那些不需要的事情
，Not only over the unnecessary things，
就是他们合理的权利，他们也愿意放下。
Even the essential things they put it down。
他们愿意尊重圣灵。
They were willing to honor the Holy Spirit。
所以当他们进食侍奉的时候，圣灵就说话。
So when they fasted and served, the Holy Spirit spoke。
结果五个人都听见同样的吩咐。
As a result, all five heard the same thing。
所以他们做决定非常的容易。
So it's easy for them to make that decision。
你就看见。圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗出去做我吩咐他们要做的工。
And the Holy Spirit says, send out Barnabas and Paul out to do what I want them to do.
如果只有巴拿巴听见，
If Barnabas only heard it,
他交通，大家就说你想做工，你爱工作。
And what he and other people say, oh, you love to do work.、Huh?
如果是扫罗听见了，
And if Saul heard it,
大家就说扫罗你爱讲话，所以你想出去讲话了。
So you like to talk, so want to go out and preach.
如果是西缅听见了
，If Simeon heard it,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
为什么你自己不想去，叫我去呢
？So how come you don't want to go and you want me to go?
你看教会就乱成一团了。
And so the church is all confused.
我们在侍奉中这样的日子过了多长了？二十几年、三十几年、四十几年，因为圣灵没有做主。
20, 30, 40 years because the Spirit was not the master.
教会的实际是圣灵带来的。
The reality of the church must be brought in by the
Holy Spirit. 我讲一个小小的经
历。
好多年前
，Many years ago，
我在加拿大温哥华服侍。
I was serving in Vancouver.
有一个非常冷的冬天
，Very cold winter.
气象预报晚上要下大雪。
There'll be snow that evening.
像明州下雪一样。
Just like in Maine.
那Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
那里的纬度比 Minnesota 还要高了。
And the temperature is even worse.
结果那一天下午啊
，But afternoon,
我的房东，我们是住一栋房子
，My landlord was living downstairs, we're in the same house.
他来跟我讲，他说伯弟兄，今天晚上请你去医院看一个老人。
He said, brother boy, tonight let's visit an old gentleman.
那一个老人呢，是我们聚会，也是那个我们房东姊妹他大学同学的爸爸。
And this elderly gentleman is the father of her classmate in college, of his wife.
我很为难，我说你知道今天晚上会下大雪啊。
And I said, you know, it's gonna snow tonight.
他说哈，而且今天晚上我已经约好，我们负责弟兄一起在我家里交通。
And I said, we already prearranged some sharing with the responsible brothers in my home.
他说，请你一定要去，而且你们三位一起去好不好
？And so he said, please go, all three of you, please go.
我说为什么不能等明天吗？
他
等不到明天，明天他就不在了。医生已经发出紧急通知了。我说好，那我尽可能吧。到了当晚时分，我们负责弟兄来我家，我们一起吃晚饭，然后我就提到这件事情。
So that evening the responsible brothers came, so I mentioned it.
最年长的弟兄说去没有用了，我跟他传了五年福音。每个礼拜一跟他在一起，他都不信的。
the most elderly brother among us, this is no good because I tried it for 5 years and every Monday I tried to do this, but he did not believe.
他神志清醒的时候都不信了，现在已经昏迷不醒人事，还怎么能够信呢？
When he's conscious, he refused to believe. Now that he's comatose, how would he believe?
我们另外那位弟兄是一个很内向、不爱说话的弟兄。
And the other brother was a very introvert. He did not want to talk.
所以他一听说要出去看望呢，他也是退缩，不太想去啊。
So when he heard about going visitation, he wanted to withdraw and did not want to go.
但是我们三个人呢，有一点点学习。
We have some learning.
所以我们问问主吧。
So we ask the Lord.
我还记得那一天，我们就站在我的客厅呢，我们三个人站起来，就低头祷告。
I remember that night we all stood up in my living room and we prayed.
他祷告了，他祷告了，我祷告。
We all prayed.
祷告完，我们抬起头来说去不去
？After we prayed, we asked.
三个人都点头。
All of us nodded our heads.
我们出去下大雪。
We went out and it snowed.
主带我们平安去。
Peacefully, we got
to the hospital. 那天晚上，这个老人得救。
That night, this elderly gentleman got saved.
他的全家人喜乐。
His whole family was so happy.
他们本来都是拜偶像的。
Before they worship Buddha.
只有我们弟兄，不，我们那个姊妹，她的同学，我们的姊妹信主。
Only my landlord's wife, her classmate, believed in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，教会谁做头呢
？In the church, who is the head?
我们都说基督。是我们的头。
We say Christ is our head.
基督怎么做头呢
？How does that happen?
你听见圣灵的声音。
You hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and obey Him.
当然，教会还是有次序的。
Of course, there's order in the church.
老练的弟兄姊妹、成熟弟兄姊妹，基督的度量在它里面大一点的，我们要顺服。
Those who are more experienced and mature, they have a big, larger measure of Christ. We obey.
但是身体只有一个。圣灵也只有一位，
there's only one body and one spirit.
不会叫我们分开的，
it will not separate.
不会叫我们矛盾的，
or feel paradox.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
这是非常非常重要的。
This is so important.
啊，我们再接下来，
let's go on.
四章三十节，
chapter 4 verse 30.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with which you have been sealed for the day of redemption.
弟兄姊妹，这里特别是指着我们日常的生活，而且特别强调的是教会弟兄姊妹的相处。
This focuses on the daily living of brothers and sisters in the church.
啊，第一个是 generally speaking 是我们 daily life.
Generally speaking, our daily living.
啊，但是呢，这里特殊的讲到的是在 the setting of the church.
And particularly the setting of the church.
我们和弟兄姊妹相处，和世人相处的时候。
When we deal with the world as well as with brothers and sisters.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
We are not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
要想到我们是属主的。
Knowing that we belong to.
我们有印记。
We have the seal.
如果我们违背了圣灵。
If we oppose and disobey the Holy Spirit.
是叫主在我们身上被人轻看，被人羞辱。
People will despise the Lord in us.
这是教会生活里面很重要的。很多时候弟兄姊妹说，我就喜欢真实，我就是一个讲话心直口快的人。
Some people say, I like to be real, I like, this is the way I am.
弟兄姊妹，但是你这样做很可能呢叫圣灵担忧。
But if you do it like this, most probably you will grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们要学会顺服里面的。
We need to obey the Spirit inside.
第十八节，五章十八节。
Chapter 5:18.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But be filled with the Holy Spirit.
昨天我已经提到这个点，我就不再多说了。
Last night we talked about this, so we'll not say too much.
这是内住的圣灵在我们里面 infilling 显出来。
This is the manifestation of the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
我们以往我年轻的时候有一个不准确的认识。
When I was young, I had an incorrect understanding.
我们等候圣灵就说主啊，现在你就要来充满我。
When we waited before the Lord, we said, Lord, now please fill me.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，下了一个很坚持的这个意愿。
A brother had a very strong will.
通宵祷晚上祷告，他说主啊，如果你不充满我，我今天就不起来。
He said, Lord, if you did not fill me tonight, I'm not going to get up from my knees.
啊，那个是要浇灌，这个不是圣灵是随他的意思的，你怎么能够命令圣灵呢
？He is asking for the outpouring, and yet how can we command the Holy Spirit to do what you want?
所以你的心愿说现在就充满是好的。
If is a good to intention to say, Lord, show me now.
但你要知道这个现在是什么意思。
But you need to know what is the mean when you say now.
是从里面活泉的满溢。
This is the filling up of the fountain.
这样你就不会灰心了。
So that you will not be discouraged.
也不会埋怨。
Or complain.
那个弟兄啊，他下了这么狠的誓言，你不充满我，我就不起来。结果他还是起来了，又再也不谈圣灵了。
And so the brother says, if you don't fill me now, I'm not going to get up from my knee. But he ultimately needed to get up. But once he did that, he did not want to mention this experience anymore.
再也不谈圣灵了。
He did not want to talk about
the Holy Spirit. 何等可惜啊。
So sad.
不认识这个 infilling.
He was ignorant about the infilling.
生命的活泉。
The fountain of living water.
何等的好。教会聚会，会前有一点安静，那个活泉在那里涌流啊。
In the beginning of the meeting, when we are calmed down, this water will flow.
圣灵真在聚会中，是基督掌权。
And when the Holy Spirit is truly in the meeting, the Lord is on the throne.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Having also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
弟兄姊妹，教会今天在地上有一个重要的职责。
A very important responsibility for the church on earth today.
就是胜过仇敌，借着环境和人里面的各种的观念，各种的血气所带来的抵挡。
All of the oppositions that we have from our surroundings, from the enemy, and from the flesh.
主要我们能够为着他的旨意，靠着基督做刚强的人。
Because of His will, upon by Christ, we can be strengthened.
好，那么这个做刚强的人能够征战得胜。
So that we will have a spiritual warfare and win.
教会里面有活泼、有功效、丰富神的话语。
We have a living, abundant, effective word of God.
所以我们读圣经需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit when we read the Bible.
刚才我们讲到，我们传讲神的话语，我们讲到启示需要圣灵。
We said that revelation needs the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天分享传讲神的话语更需要圣灵。
When we share and preach the word of God, we need the Spirit even more.
有的时候我们在服事中哈
，Sometimes in our service,
自己很用功的准备，结果到了讲台了，主根本不让你讲你所讲准备的。
You try very hard to prepare, but once you stand up on the pulpit, the Lord did not want you to share what you already prepared.
当然不能乱讲，不能即兴的就随便讲。
Of course, we cannot say things wrongly.
但是你这个人呢，被圣灵这个得着。
But this person needs to be gained and in control by the Spirit.
主就把人真正需要圣灵看见的，借着这个人传出来。
The Lord will give you what He sees and you can share with your mouth.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的实际。
This is reality of the church. The service of the Lord.
当然我们平时的预备些，这个都是我们该尽的本分。
Of course, we need to fulfill our original responsibility to prepare.
但是用的时候。
But in times of application. 是圣灵
握住这个宝剑，不是你握住这个宝剑。
The Holy Spirit is holding onto the sword, not you.
有一次我去看我们年长的弟兄。
One time I went to visit an elderly brother.
江弟兄。
Brother Kong.
我请教他怎么预备讲道。
I asked him how he prepared his sermons.
江弟兄很有意思。
Brother Kong was very interesting.
他就去房间里面抱了一大叠的笔记本出来。
He took a whole stack of notebooks from his bedroom. He said, Brother,
他平时读经祷告所有的话都写在上面，写得整整齐齐的。
His regular Bible reading time, he wrote down very clearly and orderly on all these notebooks.
他说这是我平时活在主面前。
He says, this is my daily life living before the Lord.
我曾经帮他翻译过。
I used to interpret for him.
他上台除了带一本圣经以外，一张纸都不带。
When he go up on the podium, he aside from bringing his Bible, he did not bring anything else.
他跟我讲，有一次他到一个聚会。他被邀请去一个聚会服事。
One time he was invited to a meeting to serve.
他在主面前预备啊，感觉要讲圣灵。
So he originally prepared and thought he needed to share on the Holy Spirit.
就到了聚会啊，一上讲台。
But then when he went to the meeting, he
他一看底下情况。
And he saw the people underneath.
圣灵告诉他说：“你不能讲你预备的题目。
”And the Holy Spirit told You cannot share what
you have prepared. 因为底下一片青绿。
Because the people are so raw.
非常幼嫩。
So very, very raw and young.
所以他就顺服圣灵讲了一篇好像是因信称义的最基本的道理。
So he needed to obey the Holy Spirit and preach something very basic like justification by faith.
但是聚会完的那些弟兄姊妹好高兴啊，我听懂了，我听懂了，我明白了。
After the meeting was over, they were all so happy. They said, "No, I understand. I understand now."
圣灵握住神的话，不是你，不是我。
The Holy Spirit is holding on to the Word of God, not you or I.
会用这个宝剑的人
，If you can know how to use this sword,
是被圣灵握住的人。
Is a person hold on by the Holy Spirit.
会用这个宝剑的人
If you know how to use this sword,
是被神的话充满的人
Is filled by the word of God.、
啊、这个是教会的实习
This is the application of the church.、
啊、所以我盼望我们聚会弟兄姊妹有弟兄们特别如果你学习有话语的服事
Especially for the brothers, if you have service of the word of God.
要好好的祷告
Pray well.
好好的预备
Prepare well.
求主握住我们
May the Lord hold on to us.、
啊、我们最后读第十八节到二十
Finally, verse 18 to 20.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求
Pray at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了在所练的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分。放胆讲论
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain, but I may be bold in it as I ought to speak.
这是教会最荣耀的一个职分
This is the most glorious ministry of the church.
就是在神面前做祭司金香炉的侍奉
This is the service of the golden incense as a priest before God.
这个叫做祷告的执事
The ministry of prayer.
今天在 教会在地上是人所轻看的
The church on earth is despised by the people of the world.
因为只不过是少数的人。
Because it's a minor few.
特别现在这个时代。
Especially in this age.
我们看见充满了各种无神、反对神、自由的思想。
With thoughts of atheism.
但是教会有一个最好的职分。
But the church has the best ministry.
到宝座前来祷告。
Coming before the throne.
怎么到宝座前呢？靠着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面进祷告的职分。
In the Holy Spirit, fulfill the ministry of prayer.
我想，如果要讲这个，那就是另外一次的特会。
This is another special meeting. If I want to elaborate on this matter,
我马上下一堂我们自己聚会，我就要讲这个祷告的职分。
In my next message, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to share about this.
那从出埃及记的那个香讲起。
Starting from the incense in the book of Exodus.
我很感谢主，这一次能和明尼苏达所有亲爱弟兄姊妹见面。
Thank the Lord this time we can meet you online with the brothers and sisters in Minnesota.
愿主用他的话祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone with His word.
让我们真是在地上能够讨神的喜悦。
So that on earth we can really bring joy to the Lord.
而且尽我们该尽那。美好的职分
And fulfill the ministry that has been given to us.
我们一同有一点祷告
Shall we pray?
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you.
你爱我
You love us.
你救我
You saved us.
并且你负我们一切的责任
And you're totally responsible for us.
你把我们救进了神的家
You saved us into your family.
把我们放在基督的身体的里面
And place us in the body of Christ.
并且今天圣灵住在我们众人的里面
And today the Holy Spirit is dwelling among us.
也住在我们众人的中间
As well as in us.
圣灵负我们一切的责任
And the Holy Spirit is totally in charge.
他不仅造就每一个属你的儿女
Not only he cultivates each one of his children.
他亲自引领你在地上的教会
And he personally guides all of his
就好像亚伯拉罕的老仆人引导利百加到以撒的面前
Just like the old servant of Abraham bring Rebecca before Isaac
主啊但愿你的教会在圣灵的服事底下
May your church under the service of the Holy Spirit
能够快快的装饰整齐
Can be equipped and prepared
好叫我们早日见你的面
so that we can see you soon.
谢谢你听我们的祷告
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
In Jesus' name.